I'm Austin bound, get my feelings checked at the door.
That's right, Texas has its own community-run Linux Fest on April 10th, 2010 in Austin, Texas. Go to texaslinuxfest.org for details. And remember, get your Linux on.
I'm Austin bound, get my eyes set on the price. The time is...
1, 2, 3...
Texas! Texas!
Thank you.
Big O! Showtime!
It's the Linux Think Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are gonna get bad. For the stream is go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see challenges at LinuxThink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
There we go. Another, as Gorkon put it, 6 month promo for Texas Linux Fest.
It's episode 335.
So, is that, if I'm right, is that a 6 month promo? Is that like June? I didn't hear the date. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's April.
April. 4 months.
Oh, that's not so bad. Four.
Yeah. 4 months of torture. We don't have to play it every week, Dan.
Just so long as we don't start playing self promos now. Of course, Dave probably hasn't got the promo together because he's been busy.
Dave don't do crap anymore. Sick of him.
You know, where the hell's he been, man? He, like, fell off the face.
Yeah, worse than Chess Griffin.
Yeah. At least Chess has stuff come out every once in a while. May not be podcasts, but blog posts, anyway.
Yeah,
how
are
you guys doing?
Chess Griffin.
You guys cold?
It's wintertime, man. You don't like it? Go move to Florida.
You don't want to.
My house is nice and warm.
3:30. How much snow are they calling for in Indiana?
Well, they're calling for about.
Is he even there?
3 feet.
No. What made you think he was on? Just because I called you 3:30 in the pre-show?
Whatever. No, actually, he said he's going to be on, so I
who did?
He could
did?
Be in an email. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, Twitter and Danica.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't see it in the email, so I don't know. I don't.
They're calling for 4 to 6.
I don't know.
No big deal, man. It's wintertime, you know? It's supposed to freaking snow. It's cold.
What? Let me tell you, my son's school uses a robo-calling machine to call and tell us that, yes, indeed, they're having school tomorrow. Like, did you really need to do that?
You know, the robo-dialers, they all use
that,
it.
That, yeah.
School systems.
Oh. It's the same one the politicos use, because I almost hung up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And if you don't pick it up and answer, it'll keep calling you back every 15 minutes.
Yep. Robo-calls. Me hate robocalls.
So what's exciting and new in the world of Linux this week?
Well, the Nexus 1 was announced and people are getting them already.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the pre a little bit.
Yeah, looks like a nice phone. Nothing earth-shattering.
Well, there's also a YouTube video of the Nexus 1 running Adobe Flash 10.1, which means you can
Yes,
have
I saw that. They got your
Flash
next to it for some reason.
Yep.
Noon.
Hey,
now
what
that's a mixed blessing. We all hate Flash.
Yeah, we
honestly
hate it, but
it's so freaking pervasive on the internet.
But now you can watch Hulu on your Nexus 1. Well, not yet. Soon. And they'll probably release it for the G1 too. So
probably.
And every other internet phone.
Even better than the Nexus 1. I mean, yeah, the Nexus 1 looks like a nice phone. Cyanogen mod. He posted a pic of Android 2.0 running on a G1.
Yeah, it went out a couple weeks ago, though.
Was it? I saw the picture today, so.
No. Yeah. I thought it was.
The only thing that kind of pissed me off about this whole announcement with this this Nexus phone is they're like forcing you to go to the more expensive plan, which is like $80 a month, which is what I think Sprint and Verizon what you pay. That kind of pisses me off that they're like forcing you into that price range. You know, you don't have.
I already pay that right now, so that doesn't piss me off too much.
I
know.
I pay $60. Okay, I have 300 minutes of talk minutes. You know, I have the quote unquote unlimited internet on it.
Just do like you did this year. And
I've never hit anything close to my max.
Oh yeah, you know what they're paying for the Nexus One on eBay now?
What?
Like $800.
Why? Just say why. People are fucking stupid. That's why.
Well, no, it's because it's actually Europeans that are buying the phone so that they can have.
Oh,
because
they can't get it there now.
That you can't get it in Europe right now.
Yeah. Well, the UK is supposed to be coming up
pretty
soon.
Give it like 3 weeks,
so
you'll be able
to. Yeah, in UK, they can get it from there at least.
Well, even more surprising was that it's also coming to Verizon as well.
It's not surprising at all when you think about it.
Well, what's even more surprising, though, it's not a world phone from Verizon. It doesn't have CDMA and GSM. That's what they should have brought it out in the first place.
Yeah, and there's also the rumor that the GSM version of the Droid is going to be on T-Mobile in a couple months. And then there was an announcement today. Well, go ahead, finish.
You know, I don't doubt that because... you know, one of the things that sold it, I think, was having it sold the G1, was it actually being in a T-Mobile store to see, so people can see. People like, especially with cell phones, they like to see these things.
Yeah,
touch them and
feel
them before they spend their money on them.
Yeah, especially if it's a lot of money. So... But bigger news than that, supposedly from CES, is that AT&T is going to sell. They're going to have five Android phones in the next few months. I think that's huge news, considering they've been with Apple since the beginning.
And that tells me that part of the announcement at the end of this month from Apple is going to be the iPhone hitting Verizon.
Verizon,
probably.
Yeah.
So things are going to open up then, which I think is good.
That's going to be the announcement, not the tablet.
I'm glad that things are opening up, man. This is what competition's all about, man, you know? You put your stuff out there, you know, you're better than the other guy. The other guy sees what you're doing, he proves his shit. They release their stuff, and, you know, you get a nice escalation process going. It's like the Cold War. Nuclear arms race, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, you know, my favorite is this Apple tablet has been rumored for, like, freaking years. And it's like, and every time, there's always somebody who confirms that Apple is selling or that has purchased 10 million tablets, and then Apple doesn't bring a damn thing out.
So what are they going to sell for, like, $1,000? $1,000? What's the price going to be?
The latest rumor is between $7,000 and $1,000. But like I said, it's a rumor. Yeah, right. Actually, I'm really excited about. Did you see the ARM tablets they have? There was that Freescale reference design, 7-inch ARM-based tablet. I think it has the Snapdragon in it, if I remember right. ARM tablet reference. But I mean, I think I don't know if it was Shot of Jack or somebody said that Linux was going to have a revolution with the ARM process. I actually think that might actually happen. I was a little skeptical at the time, but
well, a lot of the distros I know they have ARM ports, and they keep them.
Debian does.
Debian and
Ubuntu
especially.
Can have one really quickly.
No, they have it already. They have everything.
Do they have an ARM process? Yeah, that's right.
They offer on x86. They offer it on ARM, so you can pretty much get all the packages.
They have Moblin. I think it's Moblin on the on the arm, I thought. Or either Moblin or MBR. Trying to see if I can get... they really look interesting. In fact, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the... you see the buttons on the sides? It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Kindle. With the way the buttons are on the sides.
I've never seen a Kindle in person, so I can't really relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyway, it looks pretty interesting. And plus there's also the Lenovo combo with the tablet on the as your monitor with the ARM processor and all that in it running Linux. And then when you need to run a full Linux distro, actually they said Windows 7, but I bet you can probably install Linux on it. But you just dock it into the station, and then now you have a full desktop OS. It's exactly what I've been looking for, and some of the things I've been kind of experimenting with on my netbook, like installing a really fast booting Linux distro and a full desktop one. Although I have to say, I put the any of you guys tried the fast boot stuff on Ubuntu yet?
No.
There's a you mean the profiling?
Yeah, the fast boot PPA. I think it's with what they call it. Is it you read ahead?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
It's all right.
Initially, when I first installed it, even after a couple boots, it still didn't really make a difference. But now I've really been noticing a difference, and it's booting really fast.
My system's booted fairly fast to begin with.
Anyway, it did, but it's really, I think Instant On is going to be what's going to be driving some things now, especially with the solid state drives. You know, Linux can take advantage of that.
Who does Instant On impress? I think the
like
unwashed
masses. People have to wait 10 minutes for XP to boot.
Right.
Windows 7. Have you
know what?
Windows
and that's the
on?
Thing. That's the thing.
What crap, man?
Instant On is not going to impress anybody, really, so to speak, except for geeky people. Because everybody else is so used to turning on their computer and going about their business and coming back 10 minutes later and logging in, if they even log in, this is at work, then going out, doing something else, having a meeting, and then after lunch they come back and can get to work.
That's right.
So Instant On isn't going to... They'll be amazed, but they won't care. They'll be like, this is great. And you know what?
Yep.
It'll only be Linux that does it, and everybody will say, oh, it's faster, it's more secure, it's more stable, it does all the word processing, but you know what? It doesn't have Photoshop. and I can't stream Netflix right now, and I don't want it.
You could do it in a virtual machine. I have a Windows XP running in a virtual
machine.
It works, at least.
You could.
It sucks.
But then again, you know, the flip side to
that
is...
Yeah, I guess you could, huh?
You get Linux, and you still have to spend the money for a license on Windows, so you're not saving anything. And again, people are not... General users are befuddled by virtual machines.
Yep. Well, they're like,
Corecon's
befuddled
by virtual machines.
What do you mean I can run... No, I'm not. I use them at work all the time. They're like, what do you mean I can run Linux and Windows at the same time? Well, you can. Why would I want to do that? I've only got one set of eyes. I'm like, okay. Most people don't even understand multitasking. Kind of run their browser on a big, huge monitor, maximized.
Yeah. You know, I
have two Windows 7 stories in relation to networking. Right around Christmas, my brother-in-law came over with his kids, and his middle kid is in college now. And he had a laptop with Windows 7 running on it. He had the hardest freaking time getting on my... he had to, like, literally reboot, like, three times for him to get on. The network wasn't encrypted. It was completely open. Okay, my Linksys router. He had the hardest time getting on. And then the other day at work, one of my coworkers, he got a new laptop for Christmas. Okay, running Windows 7. Same freaking piece of shit networking. He could not get on a wireless network without rebooting like 3, 4, 5 times.
Well, to be fair on that, though, I don't necessarily blame that entirely on Windows 7, because every time I've ever used Windows as of late with a wireless card, you got the wireless card drivers wanting to put its own little applet for doing Wi-Fi, and then Windows has its own applet for doing Wi-Fi, and you're never sure which one's got control. At least I'm not, anyway. I guess you can pick one or the other, but you're probably better off going with the one that comes with your driver on Windows, or better yet, just install Linux and have it work to begin with.
Horrible, man. Linux is like 10 times better than that, man. It was horrible. I don't know what people think it's so great.
Unless you have an Atheros chipset in your Wi-Fi card.
Is that what the issue is, maybe?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if it could be, because I know the driver on Linux ain't all that good either. But.
And they're throwing those Atheros chips in, like, all the lower-end laptops,
the netbooks,
right?
All have Atheros.
And it's pretty sucky, right?
Yeah, well, I was having problems with my netbook dropping Wi-Fi connection, but only on certain things, like if I did eKaiga, or if I did, like, a file transfer, like a download an ISO. Well, I did some Googling, and I found out that if you install the backport kernel modules in Ubuntu, in Karmic, it resolves it, they said it resolved it, so I tried that, and actually it does. I mean, I have not dropped connection once, as long as it's on. I'm still having some little minor issues with sleep, like 9 times out of 10 it works when I suspend it and then wake it up, but every once in a while it'll just basically lock up a little bit when I unsuspend it, so it's not that big a deal, and most of the time, at least when I'm traveling between work, I just shut it down all the way, because it doesn't take that long to boot, because it's got the fast booting stuff on it. Ha ha ha. But anyway, but I think if you have a netbook with an Atheros chipset, try putting the backport kernel modules in, and that'll probably fix your issues.
Man, you rambled on there. I don't know what the F you said.
But man, what
seriously,
crappy
try that. Try that on your
card.
Mezzo.
Yeah, on your Mezzo. What crappy Wi-Fi do you have on that thing?
It's an Atheros.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what?
Try the backport.
Speaking. What?
Try the backport kernel modules on Karmic. If that's
I'm not using
running.
Ubuntu. I'm using Debian.
Well.
And I have no problem with Wi-Fi. What makes you think I had a problem with Wi-Fi?
It doesn't drop
on
you?
No.
You were having problems where it would drop after a while.
Oh, that. I did have problems. It seemed to be... I would be fine until my wife connected to the same access point as me and on her Triple E PC, and for some reason, I would just start losing. It would just start dropping. But that all kind of solved itself when I took it apart and reassembled it. It seems to have been fine after that.
Huh.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to add to the conversation before is that my father-in-law, who I saw this past weekend, recently upgraded his machines. And he's one of those guys that I suspect goes out and buys the release of Windows on the day it's released if he doesn't get it beforehand.
People still do that.
I don't know why.
Some do.
He upgraded, and I don't know if he... I don't think he was running Vista, because I think I recall him saying he didn't like Vista. It was either XP or Vista that he upgraded to Windows 7. And he said he had a hell of a time connecting to the wireless access points in his place. They're encrypted with... he's still using WEP. He's not using WPA. And he gave me the key. And I just had to figure out which with the process, you know, what to put in. Was it WEP with passphrase or WEP with a hex, and, you know, put in WEP with a hex? I had no problem connecting in a few minutes. I had all the machines connecting. It was pretty easy. But he said it took him a long time to get connected. He was having all sorts of problems. So, in addition to that, he was not happy with the way that the upgrade from whatever he was using went to Windows 7, that he's going to go out and buy a whole new computer with Windows 7 pre-installed.
Typical Windows user.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn.
Find out where the dumpster is, Dan.
I should.
No, just tell him, don't throw your old computer out. Dad, give it to me.
Oh, and in addition to that, he was asking me, he's like, when I get this new computer, I want to take my email from one system, and I want to take it to the other, but I can't, he said I couldn't find a way to export out my email from Thunderbird so I can easily take it over to the other system. And it is fairly simple to do. You just need to go into your profile and copy out the email file, because it's all in one file, and it's fairly simple for anybody to do if they read the directions, but it's not as apparent to a fairly sophisticated user who might be used to, like, Outlook, where you can export the email or something. But it'd be nice if they had that feature in Thunderbird. Watch, they probably have it in the newest one. I don't know. Just to export all your mail easily.
Couldn't you upgrade his Thunderbird first? And then
he wants to take his mail from one computer over to the other.
Right.
The existing mail. I guess he's using POP. He pulls it down, doesn't save it on the server. POP 3. I mean, yeah, I could have, but there isn't any feature that I saw that was like a simple
IMAP 4.
Well, I don't know if his email service provides IMAP.
Who's his email through?
That's a good question. I suspect it's through Verizon, but he had 4 different email accounts set up, all under Verizon, and they were different service providers, so I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't explore it any further than that. All right, let's leave it at that. But I showed him how to do it, and he's like, oh, that's easy. So, you know, it's just one file for your inbox. There's 2 files in it. There's one that's, they're both text files. One's just the name, like inbox, whatever your box is called, your directory, your email box is called inbox, or if you have a separate one. And the other one is I think it's a .mff or MFS, whatever. The .mfs, mail format standard, whatever, is just a link file. It has all the links to the email, to the emails in the regular text file that holds all the emails in there. It links them and indexes them and organizes them or whatever. So that's the one that Thunderbird will use to display what email's available, and it'll pull it out of that main text file. But if you want to take that your email anywhere else, you just go in your profile, get that file without the extension, and you can move it to another machine for Thunderbird. Will automatically pick it up, or you can import it from any mail client that'll support the inbox format, which is most of them. So there's some tech for the week.
Yay, tech.
You know what? I do want to...
Somebody has some tech.
Aside from phone stuff, which we started off the new year now, with more phones, Peter 64 is going to be happy. I was looking at something, an article on LXer that led to this from Device Guru about the Pop Box versus Boxy Box. And I was just in coinciding with the conversation that we had last week regarding the capabilities of Netflix streaming on Linux. I was reading through here and I noticed that on the Pop Box, they talked about that the SMP 8643's, which is their processor, on-chip security processor, provides robust digital rights management and conditional access content protection. And
what is that? That Sybase processor that does the video?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, since that processor there provides the MPEG, that does a lot of the multimedia formats, and it supports DRM. Has that unloaded all that requirements for DRM checking and everything onto the processor, which will allow Netflix to just stream to it without any special additional special software for handling that?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Netflix requires Silverlight for streaming.
It does.
Yes, Lord.
But what are they using, since this is a Linux-based system?
They must have their own thing in place.
I would imagine it's about the same thing that the Roku box and some Blu-ray players are using.
Yeah, it must be some kind of embedded app that they're doing.
Got to be what they're doing.
Yep. It would be extremely nice if in the embedded app was available to...
No. All that stuff is a binary blob, dude.
Well, I know it's... Is it only going to run on a MIPS processor, though? Maybe that's it. All these devices are running MIPS, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all MIPS, all those embedded devices, a lot of them.
Well, I am.
But that Popcorn Hour box looks like a nice box, but, you know, it's going to sell for $129. For, like, another $20, you can get a Blu-ray player that does the same thing.
Yeah, a friend of mine at work who got a Blu-ray player, he was surprised to see an Ethernet port on the back of his. He plugs it in, it downloads an update, and now all of a sudden he can do Netflix.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that that. There's one.
Yep.
There's one from LG. There's a couple different ones.
LG has a TV that does it.
Yeah, and TVs are starting to do it too. What do you think they're running?
They're all running Linux.
Of course.
That's what the, I think you say on a MythCast, I believe you said that a lot of TVs are running Linux.
Yeah, and they're getting sued for GPL violations.
By the FSF.
Upper Freedom Law Center.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Good. Good stuff.
You would think these people would learn to stop screwing around with BusyBox like they do with as many lawsuits happen over just that one piece of software.
Yeah,
you know what the issue is, man? A lot of these electronics manufacturers, they dole out the work for this stuff. They contract it out to these companies in China, and these you know, the developers in China, you think they give a shit about licensing and whatnot?
Nope.
Software license, they don't give a fuck about that stuff. They do whatever the hell they please. So, you know, they deliver the product back to the company. Company starts selling it, and then they get nailed. You know.
Serves them right, man.
The company doesn't know any better.
Yeah, they don't know.
Well, I think the one step you're leaving out from what Bradley Kuhn, I think it is, has said is that they don't get sued out of the gate. That's, you know,
yeah, they
try to contact them and, you know, deal with it amicably first, and then they sue them when they, you know, don't play nice.
Of course.
That's because we care. I mean, if we could be pricks like Microsoft would be and, you know, get a lot of money to support open source, but we don't. We just care about that the code's being used improperly. At least the programmers do, anyway.
And, you know, on the subject of code and whatever, what are the libraries for E17? Are those all GPL, or are they LGPL, or does anyone know?
I'm not sure.
Enlightenment.org.
What's the license? Could be Apache or MIT.
I don't know what Raster's using on that.
I was just curious because there was that story a while back where, what is it, Samsung? Or something like that is supporting development of E17 libraries because they're going to use it in a phone.
Really?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, wasn't like the OpenMoco before went down the tubes? They were switching to that.
They
hired Rasterman. I interviewed him, and he had been hired to work on the OpenMoco.
But didn't they switch from GTK to Qt, though, I thought?
Dude, they were all over the frickin' place.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Who was all over the place?
OpenMoco Project.
Oh, yeah.
They're like chickens with no heads flopping around.
Yeah.
Little fucking focus would have helped.
Yeah, I mean, sorry. I tried it. I tried the same phone you did. I think it was the same phone anyway. They're the only one they had. And, you know, it was just too little too late. I mean, it was awesome that they finally got the hardware, but I think, you know, like we said before, Android killed it, essentially.
They weren't moving fast enough. That was the problem.
No.
It was a small company. They didn't have a lot of money behind it. You know, they were just moping along. They didn't have a lot of guys working on it. They thought, you know, all the software would be taken care of by the community, you know, and it didn't happen. You know, plus, you know, it doesn't help that you're changing your frickin' widget kits every 6 months to something else. Pick something and frickin' stick with it.
Or like Enlightenment in E17, writing your own damn widget kit.
That's fine. But, you know, be consistent and stick with it. Pick your game plan and stick to it.
At least they did that, mostly. Although, whatever happened to ESM, I remember when that was a big deal on E17. I mean, is it still even there? I don't know. I haven't run I'll have to download something with E17. I think there's that live dish show with E17 on it. I'll have to download that. It's not 3D.
It's nice
either.
Looking. It's lightweight.
Very lightweight because it's not 3D. It's 2D.
Yeah, well, he's got his own library that he built that does everything.
But we should probably... Well, he lives in Australia, though. I don't know if he can come on.
He was actually living in Japan when I talked to him.
Was he?
Yep. He's Australian now.
Yeah. Raster man.
So what's going on, Lordy? What's happening?
Wife's a bitch and she's back in heat, brother.
You were finally working, huh? Congrats, man.
I was there for about 5 days before they let me and a handful of other people go.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Last one's hired, first one's laid off.
Yeah.
Sucks. I've been there.
Hey, it was enough to get new plates on my car and make, you know, a payment.
You got to play around with the Nexus while you were there, though.
Yes, I did. Actually had my hands on it for about 3 days in a row.
Nice.
What'd you think?
Very impressive. I was even fairly impressed with the 3D, or with the on-screen keyboard. But when I was playing with it, it was still running 2.0 and not 2.1 that it's releasing with, but seeing that it has 2.1 now doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, it's just a point release, though.
Now, how does that compare to the Droid? Have you played around with the Droid at all?
A little bit, and I kind of like the feel of the Nexus One a little better than the Droid. Just, slightly smoother edges, just felt a little better in the hand.
Well, they have 3D acceleration in the Nexus One, too. And they did something with
it. It was definitely...
I think isn't the gallery 3D in that?
I'm not sure off the top.
Right.
I was playing with prototype, basically, so they were, changing the ROM about every 4 days at that point.
And it's so easy to do that on an Android device.
Yeah. The one interesting thing as a side note that came out of my brief stint there was one of the things they were using to show things off to people was Android, because they only had 4 working, models on hand, was they were using the HTC Kaiser to run Android.
Kaiser.
Some people might know that better as the Tilt.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't surprise me that they're on it.
And it is a staggering difference in speed running Android on there versus Windows Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, HTC, yeah. I think 80% of their phones are all Android now.
Yep.
Yeah, they're really big on that.
And Motorola's freaking going apeshit.
It's saving Motorola. They sold 1 million droids, over 1 million droids already. I mean, that is just phenomenal. It's their new Razer. I just hope that they don't continue to pump out versions of the droid. Like,
well,
try
supposedly
to with the Razer.
one or two of those AT&T phones are going to be Motorola. They're also going to be HTC.
And though I'm sorry to see that the same problem that was happening back with the prototypes is still happening now with AT&T, the 3G speeds issue.
Well, that's because the phone itself is AT&T is on a slightly different frequency.
Yep.
The phone supported the frequencies. It was something AT&T does with their 3G. That's just off enough that the way HTC built it, it wasn't compatible.
Yeah, you only get edge speed. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, you'll...
Now, speaking of speeds on a network, man, T-Mobile, they just upgraded their network. Have you noticed
megabit.
Joel, have you noticed the speed bump?
Not really.
I've noticed it, John.
Well, they upgraded their network, but I've read somewhere where they haven't upgraded the pipes going to their networks yet. So they upgraded their cell sites for a lot of the stuff,
that.
But they haven't upgraded the pipes
supposedly
going to
the
cell sites.
What they're doing is they're going to... What they're doing now is... What is it?
HD PSA. Yeah.
Well, supposedly they're going to that plus, and the speed
HSD
on that. Yeah, and they're upgrading to plus. Supposedly that is like faster than 4G. They're talking about 21 megabits down on a cell network. That's
now
pretty good.
So you can reach your 5 gig cap even quicker now.
There you go.
You know what though? I've never hit it. I've never hit that.
Me either. And I work mine hard. I tether at work.
I go apeshit too. I've tethered also.
Yep. But just ran a test on it. I'm getting 500K down, 407 up.
That's not even close then.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is, whether Columbus's network hasn't upgraded yet.
Possibility that they're rolling
I think maybe they jumped the gun on the announcement. I don't think they're completely done with it yet.
Now, am I the only person who caught the news story that they actually yanked a Wi-Fi tethering app out of the Android marketplace?
A long time ago.
I was just curious about people's thoughts on that.
Well, there's PDA Net, and that's still out there as far as I know.
Yeah, I forget which one it is.
I don't use anything. I use what's built into the ROM. I use USB tethering.
I have a tethering app, and it works fine. It's a root-only app.
Right.
But I've hacked the shit out of my phone. I got CyanogenMod running on it.
Yep.
It's rooted and everything, so I can pretty much do whatever the hell I please.
One of the things I do is I
run all my apps off the SD card.
Right.
So you're pretty much unlimited amount of applications you're going to
install.
Which
is pretty cool, too, because if your system partition on board the phone gets screwed up somehow, if you do a reset to factory, it resets
Nothing's
the internal.
Affected.
Right, and your apps are not affected. And that made my phone all... my phone was getting really bad, so I tried it just to see if it would get better. And, man, it's a world of difference. Now it's back to the original Cyanogen responsiveness.
The reason I brought that up is, kind of sad to see, the 800-pound gorilla, yielding to these cell carriers to yank that app out.
Yeah, let me do a quick scan on the marketplace. I don't think it's out yet. Or off yet.
but
can't say they've had a real need right now to do tethering.
No, you got a fast network.
Well,
Verizon's network's pretty damn good.
And what's Verizon's stand on tethering? They don't allow it? Or they want you to pay more money to do that?
$30 a month.
Well, my wife has
BlackBerry. $30 a month for the card. That's their that's their take on tethering.
Well, no. Well, so I don't know if that's entirely true, though.
They don't want you to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's entirely true. My wife has a BlackBerry, and the software came with tethering for Windows. So, I don't know.
No, maybe
I think
so.
They're starting
to
loosen up. I think they're starting to loosen up thanks to the apps like the MiFi, which I want a MiFi so bad. You're right. Wi-Fi tethering's not out there. It's not out there, but you know what? If you have a CyanogenMod, you don't need it.
Well, no, the other thing is you can still go in and enable, you know, third-party applications, and, you know, if someone has it up on their site, you can install it that way. It's just to see it out of the marketplace was... And has anyone tried using any of the third-party marketplaces out there?
Mobentu, I think. I have.
Yeah, I've used one of them. I forget which one I installed off of there.
There's one that comes with the CyanogenMod.
You know what's one of the coolest demos that I show people that I can do with my Android phone? There's a scanning application, not ShopSavvy, it's just a regular scanning application. You go to, like, one of these review sites that reviews Android apps, okay, and you scan the barcode. They have the barcodes on there for the app. It'll automatically go in and download the app off the marketplace and install it.
There's still
a couple of
them
have QR codes to do it too.
Yeah,
you just take a picture of with the scanner of your monitor on the computer with the barcode.
Now, does that work with? Did you do that on a CRT or an LCD by chance?
I've done it on both.
Yeah, me too. There's still a whole bunch of crap out in the marketplace for root users, so. And PDA.net, ooh, there's a free edition of PDA.net now.
Peter64 is going to love this.
Well, it's too friggin' bad, man. This is not the Peter64 show.
And
more than welcome
to
join
one of the hottest things going now.
And I'll say this much
awesome
about the Nexus One. It's nice to see that it supports AUG.
They all
so
support AUG.
Yeah, if you got Android, it supports AUG.
I thought the
Droid doesn't by default play it, I don't think. You need to get an aftermarket music player. No, I'm sorry, it is AUG. It does play. I'm sorry, it does. Because I've had one on there.
It should. Build it in the
ROM. I thought the Arcos
Flack
5
the one,
didn't.
Yeah, Flack was the one that pissed me off. It didn't play.
The Arcos 5...
The,
I've heard it's a steaming pile of poo. That's all I've heard. Of course, I'd like to see it still, but...
I played with one in a Best Buy, and one of the employees was like, yeah, we have to reset that thing like 3 times a day.
Jeez.
Oh, what, the Arcos thing?
Yeah, the Arcos 5.
Yeah, every time I've seen that in Best Buy, I can never get the damn thing to turn on, so I think they just let it go dead and it just sits there now.
Right.
That's not uncommon for... I swear the only thing they make sure always has power is the iPods and the Zune.
Right.
Zune.
The Zune. I've played with them. I'm not that impressed. They did a decent job, but it's... I don't know.
If I may... Just reiterate that the Enlightenment E17 license is not GPL, it is Not specifically that I've been able to find stated, but it's BSD.
Really?
Yes. It if you read the... I had to dig for it, but if you read the copy information, it basically says you could do whatever you want with this software. It does not matter. If you would like to contribute back, you can. But they say, we have the software. It's under heavy development. There's no warranty with it. Use at your own risk. And if you do whatever you want with it, it'll always be here because we have it. So go forth and
jeez, the Apple guys are going crazy.
This is an Apple, though. This
so
is
yeah,
Lightning.
So the other stuff, too. I'm sorry. This is an article up on right hand about Ryzen might be getting the Apple Ice Lake and iPhone.
What's this have to
yeah,
do with Enlightenment?
Yeah, when are I going to get the eye butt plug? That's the real question they want to know.
The IRDF.
Butt plug.
Wasn't there one and it was like a giant bass speaker?
Yeah. Yeah. They're caught in the
you guys are
reality distortion field.
You want to change things up here, man? It sounds like Linux is finally starting to get some Blu-ray love, man.
I actually saw something about that in K3B earlier. I was making a image and just dumped about 3 gigs worth of data in there. And I noticed it said, you know, please insert a DVD or Blu-ray disc.
I don't know if it's working in K3B, but there's an application called Make MKV that's useful for ripping them. Supposedly it's not a horrendous process as it used to be. And I think you can also stream a disc, too. You pop a disc into the... If you have a old Blu-ray drive in your machine...
That's probably going to be more useful, because those Blu-ray discs are huge, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. You pop a disc in there, and then you use Make MKV, and it'll stream it out, so you can stream it from one machine to the other on your network. I posted a URL in there. The MediaVikings.com blog. There's a decent write-up in there. You can see it. So I'm glad that finally we're getting some Blu-ray support. You know, now that the HD war is quote-unquote over, you know, it's only a matter of time till you know, full Blu-ray support to Linux and for us
Joel.
And people that have drives.
Yeah.
Did you say hello to 330? Because he is here now.
Well, hello, 330.
Well, hello, Joel.
Hello, everybody.
Ambassador 330. How's the diplomatic immunity going?
Going well. I kicked a baby earlier.
Speak louder, Joel. I mean, speak louder, 330.
You can't tell the difference between them. They sound just the same. They sound alike.
You know what I got on one day? I got a cat that looks just like the Firefox logo.
Really?
Yeah. Except for the face. Yeah, we got another rescue kitty, but he doesn't have a fox face, but everything else looks like Firefox. Anyway, continue on. I'm sorry.
Now, 330, if they ever, you know, kick you out of the ambassador program, do they just send a, you know, black cop with a revolver to shoot you?
I think I did read that. I think that's in the official documentation.
They just sent Klaatu over there.
Wait, is Gorkon in the ambassador program too?
No.
I thought I heard somebody say congratulations, Gorkon, on getting in the ambassador program at the start of the show. Well, I was going to say, because you don't use Linux. You use Apple and Windows, don't you?
No, I'm sitting there with Karmic and using Akaya, you idiot.
Sorry. So what are you going to do
exactly
as an ambassador, 340?
Yeah, what exactly does that mean, you're an ambassador?
Basically, I'm just a official cheerleader for the Fedora project.
Woo.
They send me media and other stuff to give out, and I get to do so in a official manner.
Uh-huh.
I'm also part of the marketing team, so I get to talk about what media and other cool swag that they should give to the ambassadors.
T-shirt.
So I'm kind of playing both sides of the field.
Now, do you get invited to the parties with the free drinks?
If they actually can afford free drinks.
Fedora party.
The Fedora probably doesn't have as much money as everyone seems to think.
See, I figured,
did they give
that
you a Fedora?
330 was, brought on to help make the moonshine.
There you go.
The whole spirit of do-it-yourself.
Yeah, we'll be making free beer.
Weed for Fedora, right?
Free beer and Opa Cola.
Fedora 412 release party.
You get your weekly release party
for Fedora.
Did you get your wiki reader?
Fest ever. I have not gotten a wiki reader yet. As soon as my financial aid comes, that is purchase number one.
In your fudge. Not the first time I've heard that.
Wait, did you celebrate your Christmas yet?
Not really.
It's Festivus.
You're Festivus, huh?
Saturnalia.
Well, aren't all the deals over now?
Yeah, my financial aid is coming in too late.
No. That's gotta suck.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I had that, end of the year poverty thing.
So how do you... How do you pay for school and everything else you want with that financial aid, and live on it too?
Because
what kind
I go
of financial
to
aid are you getting?
I go to a cheap university and I'm poor.
Now that's
I've been unemployed for a year.
That's straight financial aid, right? That's not like a loan.
Oh no, it's a student loan. I'll have to pay it back in 10 years.
Oh my God! You must be racking up one hell of a loan, then.
Yeah.
Nah, it's $1,200 a year.
You're living on $1,200 a year?
I was living on less. When I worked at the theater, I only made $10.
Robin,
not
baby.
Working and going to school, I actually come out $200 richer.
Man, You make $1,200, you live on $1,200 a year, and you get more shit in 6 months than I do in, like, 5 years.
You know why, Dan? You got kids.
I don't have kids.
Still, even if I didn't have kids. You don't have a car, do you?
I own a car. I can't drive it.
No
license? For the insurance.
Well, that's no fun.
It's actually not bad because when my financial aid comes, I'm buying a new bike. So I can also work my fat ass off.
Damn.
Come OLF, I should be looking good.
Why don't you just bike to OLF?
I thought about it, actually. I've totally thought about it.
You know what?
You get what, like a week
you should
each
get,
way, huh?
You should get people to sponsor you. To bike to
sponsor
OLF.
Sponsor me a bike ride?
Yeah, like you can put on a PayPal account there on your website, and they can sponsor you like per mile.
You
or
get Lloyd
trip.
D to film a documentary, follow you around with a camera.
Actually,
you
if you guys do want
to
sponsor someone in a bike ride,
what?
Basil that hangs out in the Lynx Cranks IRC is doing a bike ride for charity.
I'm not talking about charity. I'm talking about for 330.
For 330's charity.
Well, I would rather see it go to charity than to me. I mean, there are people that need money more than I do.
I'll tell you who needs money. The tech show needs money. So why don't you do a bike ride for the tech show?
There you
I
go.
I don't know why we need money, but it would just be
so
nice.
What are you trying to say,
it.
Dan? You don't want to do go to meeting?
Go to meeting.
If you'd like to.
Considering it doesn't work on Linux.
Yeah.
Hey, you should do an Audible ad and have Peter 64 do it.
Oh,
you guys hear his rant?
Doesn't work.
Did you hear his rant?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I was on the show when he ranted about it, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's still like the highlight of last year to me. That was the funniest thing I'd heard all year.
I haven't caught up with this yet.
Oh, you wait. You've got a good one coming. Make sure you're last sitting down for
good.
That.
It's because Dan wasn't on there.
Hey, shut up. That's not nice. You know, speaking of sponsors, I don't want to be lax in thanking all the people who's donated money to us last year. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And
yeah,
keep
thank you, everybody.
Clicking that PayPal button.
And especially those people that go on the Bad Apples podcast and bitch about us.
They didn't mention me on my their podcast.
Hey, don't. Don't play the hand that fed us, all right?
I'm sorry.
Honestly, we appreciate anything that people give us.
Yeah,
we're
do.
We're not rich.
Except for Joel. He doesn't appreciate shit.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely do.
He'll bite you right in the back. He'll toss you some Chex Mix, and then he'll bite you right in the back when you're not looking.
Take a chunk out of you like freaking that the basketball guy.
Oh, and I'm going to have
yes.
a new one this year,
yes.
Dan. Buffalo Chex Mix. It's awesome.
Speaking of Chex Mix, Joel, you got a TLLTS cookbook going
yes,
on.
Yes, we do.
Correct, we do. Let me post that wiki link.
Yep.
Our
I
wiki is tlls.org/wiki, and our cookbook is in there.
Yep.
Ooh,
which
I got to
add recipes
there,
to.
I'm going to do a venison chili, man. Yeah, I'm going to put that in there.
Because that's easy to get. Everybody's got access to venison.
And put chicken curry
also.
Put your name on so we know who to blame, too, if it sucks.
Oh, it's awesome. I have an awesome venison chili.
I believe you, man. Venison chili rocks.
Someone needs to go in there and change every entry to where it, you know, is Dave Yates. That way when people start blaming him, we can hear some apologies.
Somebody needs to put Kentucky Fried Chicken knockoff recipe for grilled chicken.
We
need a gas
there,
index,
man.
Too. Like, what's the gas index?
The gas scale. Yeah.
Gas index.
The gas quota.
How many people in an elevator would it kill?
All eight.
Not including the expeller.
Or we
if
can
I'm
rate
not mistaken,
it on tilts
right
members. Yeah, it could be, you know, is it a Dan or a Dave or a Chad?
not right now. It's only, if I'm not mistaken, a Joel cookbook, isn't
yeah.
it? Because nobody
no,
else.
No, Link has recipes too.
What did he put? Swedish
pepper
meatballs
pot on it.
Oh, okay, that is Link. That's right. I thought I recognized that pepper pot recipe.
Yep, that was on his blog. And he didn't put his name on it, like we said. Put your name on him.
This must be a Link recipe, too. It just has a list of ingredients, and then that's it.
That's Link's recipe. Throw it all the crap into the pot and let it go.
Why do they call it pepper pot?
Because he puts pepper in it.
Well...
Like Monica Lewinsky, the portly pepper pot. Cigar holder.
That's like a 10-year-old joke, isn't it?
But it's so funny. We're all laughing.
Oh, it's still good, but that's current
what
affairs
a cigar holder it was.
Over a decade ago.
I like Pegwall's tweet earlier this week about Tiger Woods.
Where the hell is Pegwell, man?
He broke up with his girlfriend.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, who broke up with whom on that 1-330? Give us the beef.
You go ahead. Go ahead, 330, man. It was funny reading on Twitter.
I'm not about to get involved in his love games and such.
It was more interesting to... It was more interesting to talk to him and hear the details blow by blow of that thing.
Yeah, that's...
the funniest thing I heard of that whole thing was him farting underneath the covers, blanking around the door.
People should just follow his Twitter feed. It's always debauchery.
Oh, it's funny.
He's decided now he's going to make a pregnancy test that says, try back later.
Yeah, but Uber chick called him on it and he said, so he changed the idea to maybe.
Yeah, that kid has way too much time on his hands.
That Tiger Woods one was classic, though. Bought a video with Tiger Woods' favorite 18 holes, and it was all about golf.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Twitter and Identica, I want to mention an account that people might want to check out, and that's CLI Magic.
Okay.
It's a guy named Mark Krenz runs that, and it's just tips and tricks of things you can try to do on the command line.
That's cool. We love command line.
And he actually does, you know, like I said, he has a Twitter and Identica feed for both.
What about things Dan says? Is there anything new on that that Twitter feed this week?
No, Dan hasn't been at work that much.
And there hasn't been an update from either of the Dan's asses in a while.
You know, I probably post to those sites, the Twitter Identica. And Joe, look at the TLLTS admin thing.
Got it. I got it.
I don't post to those. I just started posting it. I was down for like 3 weeks. I barely even use it. I just can't get into it. Because every time I start it up, all I see is John O'Bacon, Fab, and Dan.
What's the world of Fab?
They
the world
take
of Linux Outlaw.
Yeah, they take up 90% of that stuff, and it's always 6 hours behind. Then I see some from Dan Fry, which is nice, or I might see a 3:30 on occasion, you know, or a Claudio M. Then somebody responds to something like you, Lord D. You send me a PM, and I finally look at it like 2 weeks later. You know,
but why don't you follow the people that are flooding it with crap you don't care about?
I don't know why I am, but I mean,
it's
don't
not like they're going to get butt hurt or anything.
Butt hurt.
No, I like, but you know, I don't know. I like to hear what Dan and Fab have to say, but more often than not, it's like I'm going to the pub to get something to drink, or you know, goatee.
I'm having my first call. First, you know, insert whatever, you know, tagged item here.
Yeah,
there are some people that need to stop denting every 4 steps they take.
There is that.
Stop it crying. If you don't want to...
If I leave it on my phone, the bell keeps me awake all day long. So.
Oh, I turn off the alert.
Droid?
Say, when it goes to your phone, you seriously have to decide who you really care about and who you don't.
I don't keep it on during the day. I'll leave it on at night if I'm not going to be near a computer or something.
Put it on in the morning and then I shut it off most of the day. Lunchtime, I might put it on for a little while and then a little while in the evening. That's about it.
I just watch the pop-up. Just kind of glance out of the corner of one eye and have a look at it, and then.
Yep. Does anybody leave on Gwibber? Do you leave on the bubbles on the Notify OSD? I hate that.
Say, I use Chocok, and I leave it on. I mean, that's the pop-ups I was talking about.
Yeah.
It just kind of pops up in the corner, and I just...
What I don't like about Chocok is that if you haven't used it in a while and you log in, you'll see it'll sit there going through, like, posts from, like, a week ago.
The thing I did, every time I turn it off, I turn off the notifications, so when I log back into it, the notifications don't show up until I go, all right, it's
that's
totally
what I gotta do.
Loaded everything, and then I go in and do it.
Now, there is an option in there where you can set your notifications to where it only mm-hmm. it'll show them in blocks and not one at a time.
Oh yeah, but then it just it's this big chunk of crap on your screen.
It goes by a hell of a lot quicker though than you know.
Yeah, I still haven't found one I really like.
Quibber's okay.
Just about everything, and they're all just enough.
No one's perfect yet.
No.
I still keep coming back to using Git to Gnome, but just the one thing it's missing right now for me to be really happy with it is account isolation, at least for updating.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something she's working on.
That's what she said.
Ooh, burn.
She's working on it.
What is she working on?
Account isolation for updates inside of Git to Gnome. So instead of if you've got like four accounts set up at posting to them all, you can post to just the one you want to.
Who's working on that?
Uber Chick.
Oh. Why am I not paying attention?
Because you're drunk?
No, because the wife just came in. Drunk with power.
Because you should be drunk and paying attention to us.
Yep. Or as Peter 64 called Aaron, Mrs. Mazo.
Yeah, Mrs. Thank you.
Mrs. Mazo.
And speaking of Peter 64 and bringing it back to Android to bug him just for fun, one thing I'll say about the Nexus 1 is...
He has an Android phone.
Does
he? Does?
He does. He's got a Chinese knockoff. He told me.
No, he had... I think he had the iPhone. It was an iPhone knockoff he has.
Oh,
he told me he had
yeah.
an Android phone.
Huh. One thing that the Nexus One did, and I'm sure you know, that it's just a function of Android 2.0 or whatever. But it did a really good job of you put in whatever SIM card and finding the corresponding network to join, without you having to do any work to configure it.
Should have to.
That's the way it should work.
Wait.
Yeah.
Exactly, it's the way it's supposed to work. Oh, they've already tore down the Nexus One.
They what?
What do you mean?
They tore one apart.
That's not.
It took them that long.
Do they have? Is it on? Will it blend?
That's a good question.
Will it blend?
That is the question.
No, the better question is there a Smash My Nexus 1 site yet?
That guy's a dick.
Now, the one thing I didn't see, but I knew they were talking about doing, was requiring fucking invitations to buy the Nexus 1.
They absolutely should.
Prevent clueless idiots. Just go to the website and buy it.
There is none.
There's no invitation.
There shouldn't be.
That was actually back in mid-December that, like, talks that, you know, you weren't going to be able to go and just buy one. You would have to initially get a fucking invitation to buy one.
That was pre-release.
And that's bullshit, too.
I love that
bullshit.
Idea. That's great. It's worked so well for Google, you know, on everything they've done, so they should continue.
I guess.
Well, it actually did create a weird economy for, you know, at least back in
Wave
Gmail.
Invites.
I remember
Wave
people
invites.
Selling Gmail invites off for like $50.
Here's your invitation. I'll put in the invitation.
Can you repeat that?
He's Cyloning.
RoboPath.
Is there an invitation? I put it in the IRC.
What's the invitation go to? I don't want to go to it.
Google.com/phone.
It goes to GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. For all
go
your
there in order
speaking
one.
Of deals, you can get a, this would be perfect for Dan. Verizon is still offering the buy one, get one deal. You buy a drawer and you get a an heiress for free.
Yeah, get the heiress for Aaron.
I can't do that till July. It's going to cost me more to get out of my contract than to go out of, than to let it go on its own.
See, the thing I don't get with the phone contracts is, if it, why don't they just let go ahead and give you the upgrade price if you're willing to sign an additional 2 years past the end of... you know what I mean?
Sometimes they will.
Yeah, I know Google won't do that with the Nexus One. I checked. They said, you're not eligible. So, I have to wait until October. It's okay, I didn't have
to
right
wait
until
your
anyway.
Contract is up.
Yep.
Or you can spend $530 and buy an unlocked phone.
Yeah, really. I don't want to do that. That extra $500 would not be spending it on a phone.
I know.
I'd say $500.
But you know what? We are spoiled on this whole, you know, here, sign away, you know, 2 years of your life and here's a phone. Even though if we were buying the phones unlocked, they probably would not be ass raping us as much.
It's like $130 cheaper, I figured it out. Over 2 years. You would have to have it for 2 years.
Yeah.
See, what you do is you buy
it's
it
really
outright.
Not that
a
cheap.
Year later, when you're tired of it, you sell it on eBay for half of what you paid for it. And then you've
I
got
guess.
That much to put towards a new phone.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
I mean, that's the nerd economy, isn't it?
That's how I picked up my G1. I picked up a used one, you know, on eBay.
The nerd economy. I love it.
T-Mobile had, I don't know if you can still get it, they had a deal you could get for like $80 of, you know, everything unlimited for like $80 as long as you brought an unlocked phone with you.
That's the
so that
yeah,
seems
that's
like
the T-Mobile
it,
plan. Yeah.
See, at that point it would seem like worth the effort to have an unlocked phone or to buy the Nexus One, you know, unlocked to take to T-Mobile myself.
Right.
If their network weren't so damn small.
You know, everyone, like, I have a friend at work, he's got a G1 too, and he's like, I'm leaving them, I don't like their network. I'm like, I haven't had a lick of problem.
Joel, you know,
you
don't drive.
You said, I ride the bus
it's
every
all local,
day.
Man.
And
it's
I
all local,
it.
It all depends where you are.
Right.
Any cell carrier, it's all localized to your area, where it's good or bad or whatnot.
Well, T-Mobile in the state of Indiana, at least, has clusters of really great coverage, but I travel between areas often enough that T-Mobile has zero or next to zero coverage in those areas, including where I live. Almost the only people who work where I live is AT&T. Verizon gets kicked for coverage where I live.
Really?
Huh. The only people who have coverage where I live is AT&T, and that's because there happens to be a cell tower about a mile and a half away from me.
Well, when we were driving through the Pennsylvania corn expanse, I was getting edge. You know, it would drop down to edge.
I'm not talking about, you know, edge versus 3G. I'm talking about just being able to have enough of a signal to make a call.
Right.
I hear you.
So the, you know, wildest thing there is still that you can be a place with, you know, next to no signal, still get a text message out, though.
Well, yeah, because it takes absolutely no bandwidth.
And And
we can always get a text message out because that rides on the control channel anyways.
Yeah.
If you can get a phone call, you can get a text message.
Oh, if you can get half a bar, you can get a text message.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's, because as long as the phone can hear the control channel, that's all it has to do.
Now, 330, you were talking about Jason Scott earlier. You know he is, like, the person to, or the second highest ranked person to go see the most people.
I don't remember discussing Jason Scott.
Someone brought up Jason Scott in a documentary.
Is that the guy who did that BBS documentary?
Yeah. And the guy who runs TechSpot? I caught an interview with him on Security Justice. And apparently someone had created a MySpace theme and had linked directly to the image that he had on text files. And so he got annoyed by it when he started seeing like 20 gigs worth of bandwidth at a time. So he just switched the image over to Goatsy. And was getting, you know, something like a couple million. He got like a couple million MySpace users.
People still use MySpace?
Apparently. Yeah. So, on the whole MySpace, Google, and Rupert Murdoch thing, that's just weird.
Huh?
Rupert Murdoch bitching about Google, yet Google's in a partnership with MySpace, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
Exactly.
Meh. Who cares about MySpace anymore? Seriously.
I do.
Who cares about Rupert Murdoch? That guy is like 4 seconds from a senile home. He probably
rich.
He's fucking Teddy Roosevelt or some shit.
He thinks he's in the Beatles.
Dun 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 dun.
So let me ask you guys: have you guys seen anything about these stupid HD TVs that are 3D? You hear about this?
Yeah. A little bit.
Is it for real, or is it just crap? Is it just a
3D Blu-ray
to sell TV,
like Avatar? Yeah.
Not the only thing I've seen on that front is some first-person shooters being set up.
What can it be?
That's something else I'm not gonna buy.
Yeah, 3D TV.
I'm for it if it drives down the price of the regular HD TVs. I can get a 42-inch HDTV for, like, $300, I'd be happy.
I don't think I could get a 42-inch TV into my house.
I don't think you have a wall that could support it without your place turning over 330.
For real.
But, I actually had played with that a little bit. I was at a Fry's up in on the north side of Indianapolis, and they had a specially patched version of Mirror's Edge, if anyone played that. That was had the 3D effect going. You had to wear these special set of glasses to do it. And Mirror's Edge can mess with your perceptions bad enough by itself, but when you throw it into 3D, it took it that next step up.
I never played that.
Nope.
Although I'd like to, I heard it's really good.
Well, if you have a plasma TV, Mirror's Edge is one of the few games that does not have a HUD at all.
Huh.
So you don't have to worry about having the remnants of a HUD showing up on your screen if you play too long.
Yeah, that happens on any TV, though. You get screen burn.
Yep.
Plasmas are the worst for it.
Do they... Are plasma TVs still popular?
They're still around. They're just not selling them as much as they used to.
Well, no,
they're popular with
Energy Star compliant.
Right.
How much of a difference is that, actually? Is it that much of a difference?
Well, I
think plasmas take up a lot more energy.
They do.
Well, what's a lot more? Like, you know, 15, you know, 45 watts compared to, like, 300 watts? What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't have the numbers.
It was enough that you can't sell plasmas in California anymore.
Yeah, but there are a bunch
of
300s out there.
330, there is an exception in that for plasmas that are over 50-some inches.
Yeah, the governor didn't like it.
Yeah,
plasmas are popular with the really gung-ho home theater enthusiasts.
Exactly.
Better Blacks.
Lord D nailed it on the head there.
Hey, speaking of Better Blacks, somebody's on Twitter right now saying that the power just went out at Microsoft's keynote at CES.
Is it Bomber?
I don't know, it just says
it's Bomber, right?
The power went out.
It's developers,
and they have
developers,
no idea what the hell they were
Bomber.
Releasing.
Well, if it's Bomber, they could just, like, shine the light off his head. His head is, like, generating a lot of light.
No, just tell Bomber Linux does something better than, you know, Windows, and watch him just glow thermonuclear red.
Or just don't say Bing with the right kind of inflection.
Say
like
Bing!
The guy that got fired.
That was a funny video.
No.
Yeah, there's
oh,
a video
God.
On YouTube of a guy retelling the story.
Oh, it's
and his friend
funny.
Making fun of him the whole time.
So he got fired by Palmer for singing wrong?
Yeah, he didn't say it with enough inflection.
He didn't say, Bing!
What, you gotta say, like, you know, bottle Bing!
Why?
Exactly, bada Bing! That should be the logo, the little, you know, the, like you see on the mud flaps of the girl, you know, with the big boobs, the outline.
Bada Bing!
Bada Boosh! Bada Bing! But, have they converted that off of, you know, whatever open source platform it was on yet?
I have no idea. I have not actually used it.
I think I went to Bing.
Have you guys used it?
I tried it out like the first day or two it was out. I knew a lot of people who were really loving it because of the unintentional like porn benefits of it.
Arn.
Say the only thing I ever did on it was a vanity search.
Prawn.
When they had initially rolled it out, they were caching
the video.
Short.
They were caching the
at least short clips of the video. And you could blow right through every proxy in the world and watch porn.
Right.
High school kids the world over rejoiced.
Because the internet is for porn.
You hear about this in Fairbanks, Alaska? They have this big giant ice sculpture of Al Gore's head.
And it's melting because of global warming.
Melting, it's ice cold up there, man. It's a freaking ice box up there. It's an ice box here.
Cold here.
Hey, melt it. I hate to break it to you.
Well,
I would love to check out one of the ice motels.
In Iceland.
Yeah, that's the thing cool. I want to do is sleep somewhere where it's the most uncomfortable situation ever. You want an
no
ice
way.
Hotel? Come over here. I'll turn the heat off. There you go. $10,000 a night.
I'm standing in 44 degree temperature right now, so I'm all right.
What, are you smoking?
Yeah. Standing out in the garage, it's like 16 degrees outside.
You have a garage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Frozen gorehead.
It's not that cold down here right now. I could probably go outside without a coat on, but I wouldn't go out
Shut
for
up.
Long. I go running.
Freezing
I
up
just
here?
Wear a sweatshirt. That's it. It's not too cold.
Are you barefoot running in this weather, Dan?
In your
I'm running in Hirachi, so my feet are bare, and I have about 5 millimeters of Vibram between my foot and the
Vibram.
Road.
Well, we need to take a do a pool here of
like some
odds of Dan's small toe falling off from the cold.
My toes did get cold the other night, but it's not that
lose
cold.
This little toe's gonna fall off.
Did your wife get you some toe socks?
She's gonna try and make me some, but I don't know what happened to that. And then she looked at buying me some because the kids. My mom got the kids toe socks for Christmas, but
all
I really can't. Yeah, they're all striped and everything, so. I'm probably not going to wear those.
Oh, come on, Dan. Put those on with your pink silk shirt.
I say, you're not going to wear the punky boosters or a sock there?
Fred's legit feet shoved into the girl's toe socks.
Yeah.
I have an image of Dan wearing those Wookiee boots. That the girls wear. I can picture Dan walking around on those.
For some reason, I'm flashing back to an episode of Married with Children and him wearing the pair of shoes that Al thought he had invented.
I don't remember what those were.
They were shoes that had individual compartments for each toe.
Oh.
Hey, the Vibram
Shoes you talking about? I was going to say, yeah, the Vibram Five Fingers.
Yep, those are expensive, too.
Yeah, they're like $75. And because of Born to Run, they've been out of stock for so long. It takes a while to get them. I had a friend who ordered them. It took him like over a month to get them. They didn't fit, so he had to send them back, and it took another 3 weeks before he
got
them.
Month.
And he's been running in them. He had them since, like, October, and he said that the tops of them are starting to fray and everything. Not the
Already?
Foot, but just the top. Yeah. And I'm using the same damn Hirachis I've made for the past 3-4 months or whatever it is, and those things...
American-made Hirachis.
Yeah.
Made in Dan's basement.
Actually made in Dan's kitchen.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan's kitchen.
Woohoo.
Dan putting recipes in the wiki too.
You know it, man. I got 2 recipes in there. I'll put my fried wontons in too.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
My fried wontons. Put them under appetizers. There's nothing under appetizers.
Nope. You're the first one.
Fix that. Buffalo wings, anybody?
Yeah, do that.
Need a good wing recipe.
As a actual bit of software news, Mac Machine B has a new version of GitCast. I was testing earlier today.
Does it work very well?
It's working incredibly well right now. I ran into a minor problem of importing my podcast.com file. But that's because it had a couple comment lines at the top, and it was trying to parse it as a RSS feed. But one thing that's nice about the import feature he has, if you've got, you know, just a podcast.com or a bp.com that just has lines of RSS feeds in it, it automatically generates the folders to create off the RSS feed.
Do you like it a lot? Better than Bashpotter?
Honestly, I've never used Bashpotter much.
Oh my god. Link doesn't listen to this episode.
Hang up on him.
I've used Bashpotter.
Even
Gorkon used
Bashpotter. When I first got to using a, you know, command line podcatcher, Bashpotter didn't have the ability to backfill or to do a fill of all the previous episodes. And one of the podcasts
Bashpotter will do all the previous episodes, believe me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it wants to download them.
Oh, it'll
download. That's why I don't use it much anymore.
That'll do that.
At the time though, I didn't know about it. I'd start using Golden Pod because it did have that ability. Because one of the podcasts I listen to, their RSS feed has every single episode they've ever done in it.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
That's obnoxious, man.
That's stupid.
Just open up aatd.com/RSS and look at how epic this thing is. Over 1,000 episodes.
That is obnoxious.
What is it?
KATG.com/RSS.
Is that Keith and the Girl?
Yeah.
That show is terrible.
You still around?
What kind of show? No, wait, that's... I think you're thinking of, what was that show that Adam Curry was always pimping?
Don and Drew?
Don and Drew.
Daily Source Code?
Yeah.
Both of
them.
No,
is the Daily Source Code still around?
He's actually going to try and bring it back.
I stopped listening to that like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's how I am with Twit Network. I stopped listening to them all.
Twit.
That was probably the most obnoxious fucking thing by Leo, of having an ad for a closed source application on
Floss
Microsoft. Microsoft developed application.
It's totally fine. Microsoft makes free software. Floss isn't about free software. It's about whoever Randall has paid off this week.
That's right, man.
Remember, he doesn't run Linux on anything that's important, so...
No, he runs free BSD.
And that's why I'm looking forward to Gitcast to get running, because I want to stop using GoldenPod because it's written in Perl.
Ooh... We're going after Perl.
I just
Perl
can't wait until Jono completely takes over Floss Weekly, because then it'll be a good show.
Well, guys, you know that Floss is not just Linux. In fact, Linux is a tiny part of Floss's world.
Well, I understand.
Forget
with
the
that.
Program.
I'm sure the people at Red Hat and Novell and Canonical really like to hear that kind of thing, yeah.
I'm just quoting somebody, that's all.
Yeah, GNU and Linux aren't that big.
Honestly, the Linux part's probably about 80% of it.
Well, the Linux kernel. GNU is probably a little more than that.
Yeah, you know. It's known as Linux. That's what people refer to it as. Fab actually had a good rant about, governments and regimes and people trying to change the way people talk. It's an uphill battle. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, Wavering suck. We'll all be speaking new speak in no time. It'll be double plus good.
The whole GNU Linux slash thing is tired as old. No one's going to call it that except Solomon and his buddies.
I like how some people are starting to work it in funny ways, like Southeast Linux Fest being in the GNU South. And Linux
that's actually
the brand GNU show.
That's good too.
I always love those because it's a way to pay homage to the GNU project in a way
Jerry
that
GNU?
Drags. Yeah, it's a way that gets people, you know, thinking, you know, what's this pun about?
Bum bum bum.
Dan
Am I muted?
Said word.
No,
he hasn't said a
we're
word.
Just ignoring you.
What did you ask? I was in the middle.
You haven't said anything.
That's because I was adding a recipe to the list.
That's priorities. We're in the middle of the show. What's he doing? He's typing a freaking recipe on the wiki.
I'm sorry. Gorkon's been forcing me to do this at gunpoint. What was your question?
Whatever.
I heard you were talking about using forcing the changing of language. That's the last thing. The last
don't worry about it, Dan. Don't worry about it. Just go back to your recipe there.
I'm sorry.
Open source
what are you putting
pizza.
In, by the way? I mean, what is this new thing that we're all going to...
Oh,
we're
just
all going to die trying to eat.
I put in the dashi and the chicken, dashi with chicken and noodles, and I'm in the middle of putting in the fried wontons.
Yum, yum.
Are these all Mrs. Miso recipes?
No. These are all Dan's recipes.
Oh, God.
Mrs. Miso!
I will hold off on finishing this recipe until the end of the show. Or until we...
or until we hit our mid-show intermission, huh?
I think we
so
passed the mid-show
Dan's
intermission.
Been on intermission since it started.
I was say.
We're going back to the old format, man. We're only about 15 minutes away from the old format.
Yeah. Besides, Link's the only one who wants the intermission break.
I
he has to go
like
take a piss or something.
Break.
Actually,
you know,
I do too.
Usually, I just take the headphones off and walk away for a few minutes when somebody's talking.
Nobody notices.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah,
come
that's
back.
Why you end up asking goofy questions.
I've done that too. Get up, go get a beer, come back. Nobody notices.
Yeah.
You just throw the headset on mute and take a piss.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I don't like taking the netbook into the bathroom because I don't want it dropping in the toilet or something.
That would not be good.
You ever drop
a
phone in the
toilet?
Toilet?
Yeah.
Yes.
That sucks.
It really sucks.
Especially if it's a dirty toilet. An unflushed
toilet.
I have
like a big
go ahead and flush first and then grab it. The phone won't go down the hole.
That's what she said.
Say, do you really want to go trying to clean up a poo-covered phone? Say, go ahead and flush it and then take it apart.
Let the water
rice.
Off the... What? In rice?
Yeah.
It'll actually draw the moisture out of it. Take it apart and drop
it.
Or kitty litter,
like,
too.
I thought there was rice in the toilet. I was like, boy, man,
you go to a restaurant. You go to a restaurant and you'll see like the salt shaker and it has some rice in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea to do, especially down in the coast. They do that a lot. Like every salt shaker has rice in it around here.
Yep, that's what she said.
you could probably do that with sugar too, couldn't you?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I don't see a reason why not.
Somebody scratching?
We got DJ Gorkon in the house!
I just flipped my Scribble Knots game open. That's a fun game.
That is a fun game. My kids are playing it. They did the one level, I don't know, they were saying, oh, it's funny! You type in devil and you type in God and God comes and kills the devil.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to try that.
I don't know what level they were playing. I don't know if it's something in the level or they just put it in.
No, no. You can type anything in almost any time.
Oh, yeah. I know you can do that, but some levels have gold.
I think one of the funniest ones is one of the opening levels where you can just type donut and give it to the cop.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Did I do that? That's the one where the cop
Speaking
and the fireman...
When's
and
Postal 3 coming out?
What,
Postal 3?
Soon.
Well, hey, at least Duke Nukem Forever got canceled.
That's unfortunate.
It's never canceled. It's coming out in 2010. Along with the Phantom Box.
I don't know. I love Duke Nukem, but I'd be worried that if they ever did come out with Duke Nukem Forever, it would never reach
suck.
Up to the high. You know, it would just be like a piece of crap.
Well, see, what they need to do is make it exactly like the first one, and then it'll live up to everyone's hope.
same graphics, too, right?
Yeah, exact same graphics. Make it like 30 hours long. People will be excited as could be.
It has to be more like Duke Nukem 3D. That was the one that everyone I know played and always compares things to.
Was that the one where you run into the titty bar?
Yeah.
And you see the OJ car chase on the TV in the titty bar?
Yep. And if you wanted to have a lot of fun with that file, all you had to do was edit one text file and do all kinds of crazy things like change the universal gravitational constant, which that was the actual name for the gravity constant in that game.
Yep. I remember that. Good times. Good times. Duke Nukem Forever. No more. Debbie and Herd.
Yeah, that's going to come out around the same time as Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
That's Debbie and Herd, at least you can get and use. Kind
yeah,
of.
Debbie and Herd is fairly stable. I mean, it's
as
stable
long as
it is.
As long as you don't have anything, like, new.
No, I've talked to a bunch of people that are running it.
Now, do these people have, like, a GUI and use things like web browsers?
Yeah, they do it all in Emacs.
Yeah.
Oh, the OS is Emacs. There you go.
I mean, they're Emacs people, but yeah, they're running Herd.
Run
they're like, I'll run
Emacs.
Anything as long as I can slap Emacs on top of it.
There you go. Emacs. I hate that. That is crappy editor. I hate
it. You know, it needs its name changed to GNU Max.
Yeah, GNU Max.
Well, no, it's GNU Emacs, because there are other Emacs. Emacs-i?
Right. X-Emacs. Stalnix.
Say, have you guys played with the distribution that comes on the Free Software Foundation membership cards?
No. What is it?
It's shit. I knew you were gonna ask.
Is that
that
Argentinian thing, Itutu or whatever?
Oh, Itutu, Ututu.
No, it's
whatever,
actually different than that one. Yeah, Trisco.
Trisco.
Who is
that? Huh.
Say, I'm yet to boot it because I'm lazy, but. It's a completely free GNU plus Linux operating system.
Tuto. Yeah.
Actually, I'm bored. I'll try it right now.
You should.
Well, Dan, my diversion. You got the recipe up?
No, not yet. Almost. If you are interested in trying E17, it's an easy download in Arch. Just Pac-Man SY E-SVN. I don't know if it's in.
I think there's also a VirtualBox image too.
Yeah. What wants to do? You just want to switch your main window manager. It's in Debian. Like, you know what? I'm gonna try. I'm gonna install it on my netbook tonight. Cause I like E17. That can be fun. It's an interesting
flick.
Yeah, it is interesting. Check it out. Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Enlightenment was really the first window manager that had really, really good eye candy back in the day. I used to show that to some people, and he'd say, "Oh, can I make my windows look like that?" And I'm like, "No, you can't. Not easily, anyway."
It is available for Windows.
It is. It's interesting.
Say E17 is in Yum also. The package is called Enlightenment.
Is it Enlightenment or E17? Because there is still Enlightenment.
I don't know the difference enough to be able to tell you.
Enlightenment, I think, is actually E16.
Yeah,
E16. Yeah,
there are two different
ones.
Usually
the way it is.
So you want to look for E17, not Enlightenment. Because Enlightenment itself... So be careful about that. What was, who was it that... The GOS. The Ever... Was Everex? Who had that?
Everex, I believe.
Yeah.
And I reviewed that system for running World of Warcraft. That was E17. That was nice.
Say, the Enlightenment package that's in Fedora is E17.
Okay.
There's also E-Live.
Right. What about Lubuntu? With LXDE?
What is that?
Lubuntu. Let me see if it exists.
With LXDE.
What is that?
Yeah. It's Ubuntu with LXDE for the desktop environment.
You know what? Every time I try a different desktop environment, I always end up going back to Fluxbox eventually.
Yeah, that's what... Although I've stuck with KDE 4 with OpenBox as the window manager for a while now. Because I hate KWin, but... Yeah. Everything else in KDE is cool.
Yeah, I do. I use a significant number of KDE-based applications, like Copete instead of Pigeon anymore, and Chocock instead of Gwibber.
Say, I actually still use Pigeon in KDE, that and Terminator. I think it's the only two GTK apps I still use.
I don't like what they did to, what's the KDE media player? I can't remember. Escapes from me right now.
Which one are you talking about? Dragon Player?
No. The iTunes-like player, I can't remember.
Oh, Amarok?
Yeah, Amarok, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't remember that. The latest version of Amarok, I do not like.
I just use M-Player for everything.
Or VLC.
At least VLC can have the skin make it look like a regular MP3 player now.
Well, it's Qt4 now.
The VLC project is working on a non-linear
movie
editor.
Yeah, we talked about it last
sounds
week.
Sounds good, man.
That
more
should be interesting.
VLMC.
Has anyone tried OpenShot movie editor?
I played around with it briefly.
Hell, I finally got Pity V to work with a darn the other day.
I haven't used Pity V in a while. It was still... problematic.
They need transitions. That's what they need. They need transitions. About the only thing you can do is
Pidivi doesn't
edit.
Support a lot of formats. You have to, like, convert stuff before you can even use in Pidivi.
I took in the files that my digital camera produced right in, imported right away.
Are they AVI files, or what are they?
I think they might be. I can't remember. I think they are AVIs, though.
I don't think they can handle raw video.
No, probably not. But it worked fine with the AVIs. I trimmed the two videos that I shot for a review, PTV, and then outputted them to OGG and then uploaded them to YouTube. Actually, it'd be Fiora. So.
Yeah, Scrapy is right. AVI is just a container. It all depends on what codec is encoded in. MP4 is a container.
Yeah. Well, OGG itself is a container.
Yep.
And MKV is one of the more interesting containers, but it's just always very problematic.
MKV is one of those things that people tend to use incorrectly. You know, they'll have a Fiora video with AAC audio, and it never syncs up right.
Well, the reason they go after that is, or not the AAC, the one I've tended to see more is the AC3 audio. Where they keep the original 5.1 surround audio track.
Yeah, AC3 is digital audio.
Guys, I gotta get going, so.
Damn, look at that. Cobra 2 posted Southern Pecan Pie.
Well, I hope he posted Southern Pecan Pie. I mean, what other kind of pecan pie would he know?
I don't know.
Who did that?
Cobra 2.
Who's Cobra 2?
Pumpkin Crunch looks good, too.
Yeah,
he's in the IC.
You don't know Cobra 2?
He was at OLF.
But Pat was at OLF.
Dude, as many people as I met at OLF, it's amazing I remember your guys' names.
Oh, wait, yeah. Was he at OLF? Yeah, he was at OLF. I'm sorry. I was looking at his mouth there. Pat, you were at OLF.
He was the really tall one with the like, face full of dip.
Doesn't he have a wasn't he wearing a cowboy hat there?
I think he forgot a cowboy hat.
Oh.
He had it.
Okay, I think I remember who you're talking about.
Cobra 2 is slightly shorter than me, if I remember right.
Well, yeah, but it was all that dip weighing him down. He had like an Alan Hicks-sized thing of dip in his face. He's probably hunched over.
Dip.
Yeah, that's real sexy.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry about that. Surprised me even.
Oh, yoy. So is that it for this week, people? Should I play us out?
We sit here waiting for the white death.
Play us out, man.
What's white death?
Snow.
Oh,
the
I thought
840
you were, I thought it was some guy at the opera with a disease. You know what the opera is, don't you?
I don't know. Web browser?
No.
Place where phantoms hang out?
Yeah, there you go.
Go watch Arrested Development. You'll figure out what the opera is.
Oh, okay. Doba, would you like to know?
Nope. And you're not.
Have you guys heard the last open source musician podcast? They played a song on there that ranks up there with Doba.
Really?
Yeah. So listen to the last.
Somebody
episode.
Even worse than Doba. Oh. It's
horrible.
Oh, I got the gas.
How is that even possible?
Let me
I don't know.
You have to get 3:30 singing it.
I don't know.
Would you like to know?
Me some Doba.
When was the first time you played that song? We're still talking about it.
I have Wouldn't You Like to Know as my boot up sound.
Wouldn't You Like to Know?
You should have it for your ringtone.
See, I could imagine 330 doing a version other than it. Wouldn't You Like to Know?
That's just obnoxious. Come on.
Oh, crap. We got a guest next week.
Yes, we do. Everybody knows him.
Rowing golfer.
That's it.
The only man on the planet who uses, open DNS to block porn from himself.
Really?
I'm going to put a link to this song, man.
No, that's funny.
I'm going to give you a link to this song. You got to hear this song. Maybe, Dan, you can play it after your selection.
There you go.
Please do, Dan.
After I had set up 10 Buck Review originally, I started to host the files over on archive.org. And he actually had to go log into his OpenDNS and whitelist archive so he could download it. And he told me at the time, yeah, I do that. I use OpenDNS to block porn for myself.
I'm sure.
Are you sure you weren't joking?
I'm sure that he's glad that you're airing that to everyone.
I like this comes up when I try to download it. It says, ooh, how exciting. It's the first time in a long time that anyone has downloaded this file. We're getting it ready now. In the meantime, please watch this thing spin around and around. I'm downloading it.
I'll give you a preview. Listen to this.
Oh, Lord. That sounds like cats fighting.
That sounds like a Linda Finkel Hall of Famer right there.
Holy
it sounds like
cow.
A B-52's cover band.
Yeah.
It's
if you want to hear someone who... He had some good intent with some of her songs, but my God, she just stank at singing. Look up Linda Finkel.
Linda Stinkhole?
Finkel.
Stinkhole?
Was she a kicker for the...
Or Stinkhole?
Finkel, you know, like the woman who used to be a kicker for the Miami Dolphins.
Ray Finkel.
Oh, Finkel. I thought you said Stinkhole.
And he found Mr. Winky.
All right. We're going to play insert here from 100 Owls. First.
Oh, no.
that just sounds like something that should be on a porn soundtrack.
It's like an acid trip gone bad.
After that will be Satellite from Major
I agree. Claudia, I agree with you. The music to that song, that 100 Owl song, the music isn't that bad. It's the vocals that really put it over the top.
And Would You Like to Know?
Would You Like to Know?
So,
no. Like to know? No, I wouldn't.
Get
not
out.
If Dan's involved.
Yeah, no,
play us out, dude.
I got
putting
something
another
over here. I changed appetizers to appetizers and soups.
There you go.
Should I put salads in there, too?
Nah. Soup and salad. We're men. We don't eat salad.
I eat salad all the time. Go to hell.
I eat soup.
Yeah, but Dan, no one counts you as a normal man.
That's right. Because you do wear a tiara on your Facebook page.
Not anymore. I have a different one. The one I uploaded.
Oh, you do?
He wears a tiara when he's running, too.
I've got a nice stat for you about Identica. It says that Fab just hit 12,000 dents.
You're kidding. 12,000?
And if you were to grip through that list, 8,000 of them all have the tag T or beer.
T.
You You know what I don't understand? Is how could we still be talking and everything be fine and Nagios is telling me that my server's down?
Ay, ay, ay.
That Link's Nagios server?
Yep. I gotta adjust the settings for that.
A little too sensitive.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Alan.
And when you like to know...
thanks for listening, everybody.
You're going to know
in just
a second.
Someone's about to be dethroned.
Well, we'll see. Here we go. Thank you. We'll see you next week. And here's your song. Remember to mute yourselves, because I don't want to hear you echoing.
And that's going...
if you want to hear the music. All right, here we go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good night.
You say it's on the matter, it's a puppy, so the late thing. So we go up and get the axe out of the day, out of the day, out of the ground.
Board refuses.
So the jobs they came around began to sing a song they sang to kill the cheap. And then the heart said things so lovely too. Don't you forget to swear and savor them. We'll be right back.
talk about the new search of computers?
Can we talk about multiprocessing?
Can we talk about Beowulf clusters?
Can we talk about Web 2.0?
Just talk geek to me.
Just talk geek to me.
Hey, it's Deep Geek. Please come check out my podcast for my take on all things geeky. You can find us at www.talkgeektome.us. That's www.talkgeektome.us. Thank you.
Just talk geek to me.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
And that is that. I don't know why we didn't hear it. Anybody there?
Still here?
Did it go out in the stream?
Yeah, it did. People were complaining. I guess it's just...
Something about the person sounding like a Ruby Rod.
Ruby Rod.
I decided not to play it back this time.
It was pretty out there, man.
That's
you can go
a
to
good
the
movie, man.
What was a good movie?
Fifth Element.
Oh, oh.
100owls.bandcamp.com.
What does Dan say? Twitter. What does Dan say? That's an awesome Twitter.
No, it's... Wait, what? There's a new one?
Oh.
Are you,
oh, I might have messed it up.
It's Shit My Dan Says.
Shit My Dan Says.
Does anyone know if the Blu-ray transfer of Fifth Element is any good?
That would be a good movie for a high def, I would assume.
Yeah, that's
an
awesome
movie. I have no idea. You'd have to ask C4 and those guys. I don't have a Blu-ray player.
Neither do I. I don't have a Blu-ray yet.
I've
gone to Google.
I managed to get one for Christmas from the Black Friday sales.
Which one did you get?
And I've got the Magnavox one.
The cheap one.
Yeah.
Hey, it works.
And we're actually going to start for $10 review starting to do Blu-ray movies too.
Yeah, but then wouldn't they be more like $20 reviews then?
No, and
good point.
No, we've found, and I've tweeted before. You've seen in the past about Blu-rays I've spotted for $10. Now this is mostly
really?
A Walmart. This is mostly a Walmart phenomenon.
Are they any good?
Blazing Saddles on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
For $10. Boondock Saints is available on Blu-ray for $10. So ones do pop up, so.
Huh.
That's why we're going to start doing it, because, you know, we want to see what the quality of these are.
Oh my God! They got. I'm looking in the Morning Call, which is the local newspaper over here in the Lehigh Valley. They have a photo gallery of like bizarre pictures from Japan. Some of them are hysterical.
One of the more interesting photo series I've ever seen come out of Japan is the goth loli stuff. Spelled L-O-L-I. And it's these Japanese girl dressed in kind of these very ornate gothic outfits. So, we're not talking about the kind of gothic outfits, you know, you see these 18-year-old girls running around where it's some kind of cross between a stripper's outfit and solid black. But very ornate. And almost like you're looking at a walking doll that's been gothed out.
Nice.
Japan's a weird place, man. My brother went there, and he was telling me that he was like at a train station that had a vending machine full of soiled panties. It's just weird,
Also, now I saw it show this one show up in the U.S. years later, but I haven't really... Mordancy, yeah, you're right, man. Victorian style is pretty close. But, phone vending machine. I could just imagine that, you know, you gotta send a guy with, you know, arms to clean out one of those things when, you know, you're talking someone potentially spending $500 cash to buy a phone from a vending machine.
Yep.
How much? $500 in a vending machine?
I've seen vending pictures of vending machines out of Japan, but I've seen it in the U.S. too. Cell phone vending machine.
And they're $500 for a cell phone out of there?
In Japan, it was like $500 U.S. for an unlocked phone.
How do they protect those vending machines like that when you have such a high ticket item in there?
They're heavy.
They tend to put them in public places, you know, exceedingly public places, like inside of malls.
Oh, airports.
And then also they have exceedingly thick plexiglass windows on them.
Bump, bump, bump. Fantastic.
Nice.
Money goes out and money comes in.
I got one from Monster B. There's what? A Darth Vader and Japanese schoolgirls picture.
Where's that? Did you post it?
Yeah, I posted it. It's part of that series from the morning call towards the end.
Aww. All right. With that, I am going to stop the recording and process it.
Me too.
Me three.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take it easy, Jen.
3:30 will be 3:30.
How we going, man?
3:30's going to the 4:12.
Ow!
So, nothing.
And people are already getting their Nexus One, folks. That looks like a cool.
Are they?
Too. Yeah, yeah. Thomas, who writes for GearDiary.com, he got his today from FedEx.
I was going to say, they had over
well,
here
yesterday. Let me ask you, Joel, the people on Gear Diary, are they all like Windows people, Mac people?
Actually, you got a fair mix. There's quite a few that you Mac, and there's also a group of people that use Windows, and there's even some Linux people. Not as hardcore as...
So you're not just a token Linux guy?
No, there actually is a couple more guys who use Linux. There's more that use a mix of things like Linux, Windows, and Mac.
Yeah.
Than just one or the other. Judy herself uses both Mac and Windows.
At least it's a mix.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Now there's at least five of us that have Android phones. So I was the first, of course.
Well, tell those people that they're Linux users, even if they don't believe it or not.
That's true. I forgot to... Well, actually, I've told them that, but... I know Dan Cohen, one of the editors, he panned the Arcos a while back. But I've heard
supposedly there were some issues with it.
Yeah. Well, and Arcos doesn't give you access to the Android marketplace.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, Arcos does some flaky things. The other thing that they...
They're not the only one...
The codec. They're like, they don't give you the old codecs.
Right. Now, the Command-G. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
Command-G tablet. It's basically a 7-inch tablet based on Android. It's got a... I don't know if it's got the Snapdragon in it or not. But I know it's got
an
e-reader.
You're telling me you're not going to get the Windows 7 tablet? Or wait for the Apple tablet and pay $1,000?
Nope. That's for sure. Good.
Yeah, it's only
going to
be $700.
Hey, shut your mouth.
But that hasn't even been announced yet, so be quiet.
Actually, you see that Lenovo laptop out there?
No.
The screen comes off and has a Snapdragon processor and runs Linux. And then it docks to the base, which it says it runs Windows 7, but I bet you could install Linux on it, too. I'm trying to remember the model number on that one. We good to go, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, Dan.
I'm always good to go.
I know you are.
I'm ready to rock your socks off.
Let's do it, man.
Rock out, huh?
I wanna rock.
Rock.
Bam, bum, ba, ba, bam, bum, ba, ba, bam. Beautiful.
Yeah. Somebody has to do it. Link's not here.
So are we streaming?
Yeah, there it is from Custer.
The stream is up in one place, and it's up in the other place.
Oh, see, yeah, I just came.
So we are streaming.
BinRev just went to off the hook.
We're never on BinRev anymore.
That's what I was going to say. I want one of these laptops that looks sweet.
Turn off the music here.
Turn off your face. Turn on
like
your hot light.
Old iBook.
In the middle of a young
Dan,
Alan
you listen to that
stream.
Song where you're playing E.T. the video game on your Atari 2600.
Oh my god, that game was the worst game
I remember
in the world.
E.T. That was an awesome
I think
video
was,
game.
They had like landfills full of that crap.
Yeah.
Didn't they? They had like
I liked it.
You liked
Nobody
it?
Bought it.
It was fun,
you actually
man.
Liked the game?
You know what else I like? I got a new game for my DS. Scribblenauts.
Yeah, my daughter
why
has
we,
that.
Why don't we get the show going and talk about this game. On the show?
Yeah. Fire it off,
talking,
dude.
You know, let's do it, man.
Kick this pig.
All right.
Ready to mute?
Hold on.
Holding on.
I gotta make sure everything. Oh.
Nice Mistcast, man. Now you'll make me want to spend some money, Pat.
What are you talking about?
Your last Mistcast. Which was a call-in episode, but it was still good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of tough, man, call-in episode. I'm sure you know that.
I'm Austin bound, get my feeling.
It's good.
It's good.
Hearing you and Nan talk about their setups.
Good. It's all good.
All right.
Everybody. That's good pizza.
Is that what that noise is? Dan's jaw going
up
and down?
Slurping down pizza, yeah.
What kind of pizza? Everything on it?
It's meat lover's pizza, baby.
Ooh, baby. From where? Pizza Hut?
No, from Rico's, right down the street. No, I don't. I'm not a big fan of Pizza Hut pizza.
The meat
occasionally, I'll like it. You know, I'll be like, yeah.
But they've been cheap lately. Like $10
yeah.
a large.
It doesn't mean good, though. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Know what I'm saying?
Would you like to know?
All right, you guys ready? Mute yourselves, because here it comes.
Would you like to know?
All right.
A fistful of Doba. Here we go.